ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भगवद गीता चैप्टर 8 एंटाइटल्ड अटेनिंग द सुप्रीम टेक्स्ट 14। अनन्य चेता सततम् यो मां स्मरति नित्यश तस्याहं सुलभ पार्थ नित्ययुक्तस्य योगिना। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस टुडे श्री भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद। फॉर वन हु ऑलवेज रिमेंबर्स मी विदाउट डेविएशन आई एम इजी टू ऑब्टेन ओ सन ऑफ प्रिथा बिकॉज ऑफ हिज कॉन्स्टेंट एंगेजमेंट इन डिवोशनल सर्विस। सो वील डिस्कस पर्पोर्ट little by little, it's a big purport. Om Agyan. So we welcome all of you for this evening Bhagavad Gita class. So we are reading from text chapter 8, text 14. For one who always remembers me without deviation, I am easy to obtain, O son of Pritha, because of his constant engagement in devotional service. So there are several factors discussed in this translation. We'll read a part of the purport and then we discuss. This verse especially describes the final destination attained by the unalloyed devotees who serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead in Bhakti Yoga. Unalloyed devotees who serve the Supreme Personality in Bhakti Yoga. Previous verses have mentioned four different kinds of devotees: distressed, inquisitive, those who seek material gain, and the speculative philosophers. Different processes of liberation have also been described: Karma Yoga, Jnana Yoga, and Hatha Yoga. The principles of these yoga systems have some bhakti added. But this verse particularly mentions pure bhakti yoga, without any mixture of Jnana, Karma, or Hatha. As indicated by the word ananya chetaha, in pure bhakti yoga, the devotee desires nothing but Krishna. A pure devotee does not desire promotion to heavenly planets, nor does he seek oneness with Brahma Jyoti or liberation from material entanglement. A pure devotee does not desire anything. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the pure devotee is called as Nishkam, which means he has no desire for self-interest. Perfect peace belongs to him alone, not to them who strives for personal gain. Whereas a Jnana Yogi, Karma Yogi, or Hatha Yogi has his own selfish interest. A perfect devotee has no desire other than to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, Lord says that for anyone who is unflinchingly devoted to him, he is easy to obtain. So this verse describes the final destination attained by unalloyed devotees. So Upanishad describes, there is a tree on which two birds are sitting. So just like a tree on which two birds are sitting, and one bird is watching that on this tree there are so many wonderful fruits. All kind of colorful fruits, some are ripe, some are unripe, and they are, some are sweet, some are sour. So this bird is going from tree to tree, branch to branch, trying to eat fruits. And while trying to eat fruits, sometimes he finds the fruit very sweet, and sometimes he finds the fruit very sour. Sometimes bitter, sometimes ripe, sometimes unripe. So in this confusion, he is trying to go from one branch to another branch. And the other bird is just sitting and watching the whole show. This bird is so poor, trying to find the sweet fruits on different branches. So He's watching the whole fun which is going on. Similarly, it is described all the living entities, all the living souls. We are jumping from one situation to another situation in this world, trying to find the fruits of our desire. Some situations are very sweet, some are bitter, some are sour. But we do not know what is the platform of real happiness. Just like this other bird is watching this bird who is trying to enjoy different fruits. And when this bird is trying to enjoy different fruits, sometimes he feels happy and sometimes he feels frustrated. But the other bird is watching and trying to figure out that when this small bird will stop jumping from one branch to another branch and come to me, I can provide full happiness, full satisfaction. Similarly, Bhagavad Gita is describing the living entities jumping from one branch to another branch trying to find happiness. But until and unless one develops connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna, who is the real friend, that bird who is just watching the whole show, he cannot get real happiness or real friendship. So, ananya chetaha satatam. Just like two people in this world, when somebody loves someone, like parents love their children, or two friends love each other, when there's a deep feeling of love, so it is to be two-sided, right? If one person showers all the love, he's ready to offer everything. Like parents want to offer all the joys and opulences to the son, but son is running away. So parents are thinking, why is he running away? If he comes to us, we can provide all the opulences. Only thing is, he should become a good son. He should be ready to obey. Similarly, Krishna is teaching in Bhagavad Gita that sarva dharman parityajya or ananya chetaha satatam, ananya chetaha. Your consciousness, your intelligence and your mind is so much diverted in so many different ways. You're trying to find happiness in so many different methods in this world. Or maybe coming to spiritual life, you are trying to find happiness by so many so-called spiritual practices. But unless and until you take the principle of Bhagavad Gita, you cannot be happy. Just like this bird is watching the other bird trying to enjoy all the fruits. Sometimes he suffers, sometimes he enjoys. Similarly, Gita is offering the topmost process of yoga. Right? So people are very much interested in yoga nowadays. What is the topmost process of yoga, which can solve all the problems of life? Ananya chetaha satatam. Ananya chetaha, with undivided consciousness. Ananya chetaha. Cheta refers to consciousness or mind. Ananya, with no deviation. When one becomes convinced, after experiencing different situations of life, he is convinced that only person worth developing relationship is God himself. Like nowadays, because people cannot find a good relationship, they develop relationship with dog. Right? People feel dog is the best friend, most faithful. And they develop very good friendship. Right? I know one person, one of my close relatives. He was in America. And while in America, now he was explaining me that how the culture, everybody is so impersonal. Nobody knows how to develop good relations like in India. Only thing they know is how to develop relationship with the pet animals. So one of my close, I know this person, he went from India to America to have special relations. You know what relations? He spent all the money, go to America, lakhs of rupees, set up a business there, set up a family life there. But after getting married there, finally he decided that he's very lonely. He needs to have some better relation. Finally, he thought, let me fulfill these relationships by some pet animals. So he kept one dog, one tortoise, one snake, and one more animal, I don't remember. So these four relationships he developed by going to America. What an amazing success. So people do not know where they are going to find experience real happiness. So they try to find happiness in dog, in tortoise, in snake. Just imagine the kind of ignorance one can go to. And then also, apparently there is happiness, but even if you develop good relation with these animals, with the power of time, these animals will die or run away, something will happen. So that will take away. So we need a relationship where all kind of satisfaction and love can be experienced. To ananya chetaha satatam. One who understands his relationship with God, Supreme Personality of God, Krishna, and who takes to this process of bhakti yoga, he experiences supreme satisfaction. So it is said, always remember me without deviation. So when son goes away, far away to America, so mother and father are also thinking, does my son remember me? Will he ever call me in 15 days, 1 week, 10 days, at least call us once. We have given you so much in life. When a boyfriend or a girlfriend goes away from each other for some time, they are always thinking, will my relationship call me? Will he or she ever think of me? Or a husband and wife goes away for some time, they are always thinking. So about remembrance, everybody in love means remembrance, you remember. So here it is talking about bhakti yoga means remembering in devotion. And especially love is expressed on birthdays, right? If you do not wish someone birthday, on his birthday you do not wish someone, he feels very hurt. What kind of relationship is that? What kind of friend is he? Doesn't even remember my birthday. Do I have to remind him today is my birthday? And somehow he is giving hints, you know. Today is my birthday. Wish me. Get some gifts for me. Let's have a cake. Party. Because remembrance on birthday is considered a sign of love. Right? Now Janmashtami is coming up. Krishna's birthday. On 14th of this month, we are celebrating Krishna Janmashtami. So how many people come here? Right? We will not find so much place here. So many people, thousands of people come here to the temple celebrating Krishna Janmashtami. So this is a concept of remembrance, remembering someone. So that is like, one may be official remembrance. Like suppose you wish someone, maybe your boss in the office or someone, once a year, you know, you remember, open a diary, things to do. And you see, today is my boss' birthday. Okay, call him. Maybe whole year you hardly talk, but birthday you wish because you know salary comes from there. Right? So one is remembering on Janmashtami. So everybody comes on Janmashtami, stands here. They don't get much time. Comes in a queue, chalo chalo, fast, 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 fast. So everybody tries to make sure the right prayer comes the right time. Oh Krishna, I want this. Oh Krishna, I want that. That is one kind of remembrance. Remembering on birthday, official remembering, right? Maybe somebody is in America, your relationship was there a long time back. Now you hardly get time to think of that person. But you make sure on his birthday you remember. So you have a diary. You make sure you call. So people have birthday diaries. They keep checking. Make sure that they wish someone on birthday or send a gift. That keeps the relation going. So that is one kind of relationship. But here is another kind of relationship. He is talking about remembering without a deviation. Satatam. नित्य आप हमारे बारे में स्मरण करते रहो. हमेशा मेरे बारे में ही सोचो. What kind of expectation is that? Do you have nothing else to do? I just think of you all the time, Krishna. What is this? But that is the platform of love. If relationship is much beyond the platform of official relationship or just a social requirement, it is on the platform of love. That is called as remembrance without deviation. If somebody like a mother loves the child so much, especially when child is newborn, infant, she's always conscious where the child is. She's cooking in the kitchen, she's conscious. She goes to the office, maybe she's conscious. She is taking bath, she is conscious. She goes to the market, she is conscious. That if child is all right, because there is a strong bond of love. So when there is love, a person can't avoid thinking of the beloved. So Krishna is offering this proposal of remembering me without deviation. Right? One may say, why? What is so special in Krishna? Yes, Krishna is a reservoir of all rasas. Everybody feels so special about Krishna. This verse talks about some very beautiful thing here. The special qualification of pure devotee is that he is always thinking of Krishna without deviation and without considering time or place. There should be no impediments. He should be able to carry out his service anywhere at any time. Some say that devotees should remain in holy place like Vrindavan. What is this Vrindavan? How many of us have gone to Vrindavan? Those have gone to Vrindavan. Very holy place. Devotees in Vrindavan are always thinking of Krishna. But a pure devotee can live anywhere and create the atmosphere of Vrindavan by his devotional service. It was Sri Advaita who told Lord Chaitanya, wherever you are, O Lord, there is Vrindavan. So the quality of pure devotee is always thinking of Krishna. In Vrindavan, everybody is thinking of Krishna. Everybody is talking about Krishna. The whole Vrindavan is talking about Krishna. Krishna is playing in Nanda Maharaj's courtyard. So when Krishna is playing, suddenly while playing, he breaks down. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagwan ki jai. Shri Gopal ji ki jai. Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Bhagwan ki jai. So Krishna is playing in the courtyard of his father, of his mother. And suddenly a big sound comes and two big trees are thrown apart. And everybody is wondering, how did this happen? How did this happen? The whole Vraj is talking about. How did this happen? And the small kids who are playing, oh, you don't know? Your Krishna, your Kanhaiya, he was tied to this big grinding mortar and it came in between the trees and trees fell down by the force of small child. Oh, how is it possible? Nanda Maharaj is thinking, come on, these children do not know anything. This is a joke. How is it possible? How can a small child pull out the trees and throw the trees apart? Whole Vraj is talking about it. Few friends of Nanda Maharaj come and says, oh Nanda Maharaj, why it is not possible? It was predicted when your son was born, prediction was given that he is on the platform of Narayan. Nanda Maharaj thought, but no, it is not possible. How my son can break the two trees? It is not possible. Whole Vraj is talking about it. Small boy, how can he throw? All the gopis, they are calling Krishna very sweetly. They are trying to play with Krishna. One gopi takes Krishna on one lap, then another gopi takes. They are passing Krishna on to each other. And then they say, Krishna, Krishna, please dance now. Okay, dance like this. Then dance like this. What is that? So like that, birds are chirping. Music is being played. So all the gopis are trying to take out different rhythms. Dance Krishna, dance Krishna. So gopis are sitting and Krishna is dancing there. Supreme God is dancing. And whole Vraj is talking about it. When Krishna is at home, Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda Mai, all absorption is how Krishna performed different things. Just to see him perform different things, Nanda Maharaj is telling, can you go and get my sleepers? Can you go and get this? Sometimes he tells him to get a very heavy thing. So Krishna, small boy, is trying to lift. But nothing. But Krishna is enjoying. And Nanda Maharaj is also enjoying. And Yashoda Mai is also enjoying. Just see. So like that, he is all the Vraj is absorbed. Nanda Maharaj is absorbed. Yashoda Mai is absorbed. Oh, our beautiful child. How our darling. Such nice, beautiful. Our Kana, our Kanhaiya. Such nice place he is doing. Then he goes out playing, and suddenly he says he sees a village lady. She comes selling fruits, selling selling a big basket full of fruits, and she bring the fruits. And when she bring the fruits, oh, take the fruits. She's calling, phal le lo, phal le lo. She's telling, shouting. And then Krishna comes running. Small boy comes running, you know. Is all his jewels hanging all around. His beautiful boy rolled in the dust of Vrindavan, coming running. Oh, I want some fruits. I want some fruits. What do you have? You have something to pay? Now he knew. He has seen mother and father. How do they buy fruits? They give them some grains and exchange some fruits, right? There's no money system. There's no like rupees, fruits. Okay, take this and give fruits. So young, small, little hands. Small, little hands. Very soft, very delicate. He's trying to hold the grains. And when he's holding, he runs from the house to the fruit valish, that lady, and all the grains are falling down. Sab gir gaya niche. Kuch nahi bacha. So all the grains fall down, running. By the time come to fruit, the lady, oh, nothing is there in the hand. I want fruits. What have you brought? Oh, I have these grains. Take these grains. She becomes so charmed by Krishna. She is thinking, such a sweet boy. So she gives all the fruits. Take whatever fruit you want, as many. Now how many fruits he can hold? He could hardly hold some grains. Now fruits, what he can hold? But okay, no problem. Whatever fruits you can take, take. All the fruits she wants to give. Take this. Very happy. I exchange the grains for the fruits. So the lady, she is very happy. I give all my fruits to this boy. What she got? Hardly any grains. Everything fell down. So she said, okay, you go now. No problem. Take all the fruits. Anything you want. And as soon as Krishna leaves, she sees the whole basket full of so many ornaments, so many jewels, everything is there, all kind of wealth is there. Surprise, well, how this has happened? So small Krishna is doing so many wonderful leelas, and everyone is wondering, how can it happen? How can my basket be full of jewels? This is the supreme personality of Godhead Krishna. He looks so ordinary, but if somebody renders some service to Krishna, his life gets decorated, his life gets beautiful. Just like you decorate your body, your reflection in the mirror gets beautiful, right? Similarly here, Krishna is the original source. You decorate Krishna, you render some service to Krishna, you offer your love to Krishna, your life gets decorated, because your life is nothing but a reflection of spiritual world. That's what it is. That is the root. Water the root, everything gets. So it happens like this. Then Krishna's birthday comes. Krishna is out playing there in the forest of Vrindavan. He's playing with all the street boys. He becomes so dirty. He doesn't become dirty. Even the dust of Vrindavan beautifies him. So he is rolling in the ground, playing with all the boys. And how we see sometimes young boys go out. They just make themselves completely messy, dirty. So he's out playing there. And Yashoda Mai tells Rohini Devi, why don't you go and Krishna and Balaram, you can call them. It's time for lunch. Go and call them. So Rohini Devi goes, Krishna, come for lunch. Nanda Baba is waiting. Come, it's very late. Since morning you are playing. Krishna doesn't even care. He doesn't listen. He's playing. How young boys are. When they are in playing, they forget mother, father, anyone. They just want to play. So Krishna is playing. Balaramji is playing. And they are playing and playing and playing and boys are playing and nobody cares. They don't want to go. And then Rohini Devi goes back. She says, Maya, you only go. They are not going to listen. They love you more than me. You go. Then they will come. Yashoda Mai goes. Come, Krishna. Nanda Baba is waiting for you. Why you are playing with these boys? See, all good boys have gone. They are so nicely dressed. Their mothers have bathed them. They have put ornaments. What are you doing here? You should not play here. You come, you are a nice boy. Come, we will dress you. Today is your birthday. We will give a charity to the Brahmanas. We will give cows. We will dress you nicely. We will bathe you. We will feed you. Take some rest. Then you can go back playing. No? Krishna doesn't come. Then he gets very angry. Why you are not coming? Come, Nanda Maharaj is waiting. Somehow calls Krishna and Balaram back. So the whole Vraj is thinking about Krishna. Everybody is thinking about Krishna. Everybody. So many things happening like this. So he says, the special qualification of pure devotee is he's always thinking of Krishna without deviation, without considering time or place. Some say a devotee should remain in holy place like Vrindavan, where the Lord lived. Vrindavan. So like so many beautiful pastimes taking place, young Krishna wants to play. But then all the senior men come together one day. And they are thinking, Nanda Maharaj, his brothers, they come. They say, Nanda Maharaj, what is this? Since the time Krishna has appeared, we can see in Gokul, in Mahavan, there is no peace. Every day some demon comes, creates some danger, some problem comes. There is no peace. Koi shanti nahi hai. It's a very dangerous place. We think there is some inauspiciousness. We should just leave this place, go somewhere else. So they all come and tell Nanda Maharaj, we think we should all leave this place. Nanda Maharaj said, good idea. We should all think, because Krishna, we should think of his protection. Every day some danger is coming on Krishna. So only thing they are all thinking is Krishna, 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 Krishna. Nanda Maharaj's son, but the whole Vraj is thinking about Krishna. Everybody is thinking about Krishna. And then they say, we should go somewhere. The whole village, can you imagine? The whole village packs up everything. Let's shift to another village. Let's go to Vrindavan. There's another place called as Vrindavan between Gokul and Nandishwar. There's another place, Vrindavan. Let's go there. Let's establish our community there. It's very beautiful there. A lot of fresh grasses, fresh grounds, pasturing grounds. Cows will also be very happy. Because they are farmers, so cows, vaishyas, so they think of cows, they think of land, very good land. So cows will be happy and our Krishna will be safe. That is very important. Krishna will be safe. Not a very good place. This is very interesting. An intelligent person, he thinks where he can nicely develop relationship with Krishna. Right? If he's living with people, we're always dangerous. Nobody likes Krishna. Nobody talks about Krishna. What is the point of having such a life? What is the point? Mahaprabhu sings this, Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings the song. Jeeva jago, gaura chanda bole. Jeeva jago, he is telling, wake up sleeping souls, wake up. Kota nidra jao maya pishachira. Why you are sleeping since long time on the lap of which maya? Why you are sleeping? In ignorance, you don't know what is your real happiness? Bhajibo boliya aise samsara bhitare. Aap to bol ke aaye the, you came coming to this world, that when I come to this world, I will do your bhajan. That will be the goal of my life. Bhuliya rohile tumi samsara bhitare. Bhuliya rohile tumi avidyara bhare. Bhuliya. Bhul gaye. Somebody, like now it's very common. People love their family so much. But once they go to some western country, they go to different country, different place, and they forget everything. The family who gave them so much love, so much affection, sab bhul jate hain. They forget everything. They don't remember anything. So bhuliya, bhajibo bhuliya aise samsara bhitare, bhuliya rohile tumi avidyara bhare. You forgot me and now you are enjoying in ignorance. You don't know what is real enjoyment, what is real happiness. What is the next? Tumare lohito ami hoinu avatar. So Lord Chaitanya is telling that I have come and taken incarnation. Aapke liye avatarit huye hain. So this Bhagavad Gita is for us. Tumara lohite ami hoi nu avatarat. Ami bina bandhu ar kya chhe tumara. Now God himself is telling, you are searching for a friendship. Ami bina bandhu ar kya chhe tumara. Who else is your friend other than me? Who else is your friend? So he is singing a song now. Ami bina bandhu ar kya chhe tumara. And he says, inechi oshadhi maya. I have brought a gift for you. So when a bandhu comes, he offers friendship. He says, bandhu, inechi oshadhi maya nashi baru lagi. Inechi oshadhi maya. Take this oshadhi which I am giving you and destroy all ignorance in your life. All darkness come to light. Tamaso ma jyotir gamaya. come to light. Enechi aushadimaya nasi baro lagi. Hari nama mahamantra. Lao tumi magi. Hari nama mahamantra. I have brought this Hari nama mahamantra. So in this world, if nobody is providing us Hari nama mahamantra, if nobody is providing us Hare Krishna mahamantra, what is the point of staying at that place? People are saying, why you're going to temple? People are saying, why you're chanting Hare Krishna, wasting your time? We do not want to stay at that place. Vrajavasis said, why should we stay in Gokul? Let's go to Vrindavan. If demons keep coming and attacking and so many problems come to Krishna, we do not want to live at that place. Because we came to this world saying, Bhajibo, boliya aise samsara bitare. Ye bol ke aaye the ki bhajan karenge. Bhuliya rohile tumi. Bhuliya, bhul gaye and you are staying in avidya, ignorance, darkness. What an shame. What a shameful situation it is. So he says, Harinama Mahamantra lao tumi magi. So now I have given this aushadi, this medicine. Take this Hare Krishna Mahamantra and perfect your life. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. So Harinama Mahamantra lao tumi magi. Bhakti Vinod Prabhu charane padiya. He is thinking, so now hearing that news, what an intelligent person will do? If somebody is suffering from a serious problem, somebody has cancer, and he understands, okay, we have a doctor in such and such city. If you go to him, he will completely take out the cancer from your life. You will run immediately. He will say, oh, 10,000 rupees. You will say, I have only 100 rupees. Please cure me. You are God. You will fall down at his feet. I don't have anything. So here we come to God. Prabhura charane padiya. After suffering in this world, we come to the God. Charane padiya, fall down. Understanding, Ami bina bandhu ar kya chhe tumara. Krishna is telling, who is other friend other than me? So understanding that bandhu ar kya chhe tumara, we fall down. Bhakti vinod prabhu charane padiya. Hari nam mantra. I accept this mantra. I took this mantra. So I accepted this mantra. I begged him, please give me that medicine. And because he is very merciful, he will immediately give that medicine. Take it. So all the Vrajavasis in the Gokul, they were thinking, now it is not a place, good place to live. So many dangers. They do not want us to live with Krishna. This is not a good place. Let us go to Vrindavan. Sat down. They put all their cows, all their bullock carts in front of them. And started going to Vrindavan. And they all started a big journey. All the ladies dressed up very nicely, took all the ornaments, all the cows dressed up very nicely. Beautiful procession started to Vrindavan. And while journey, they were all talking about Krishna only. How we will make a nice establishment. Krishna will be very happy. He will go to take the care of the cows. And like that. So they were all enjoying talking about Krishna. Only one anxiety, how to take care of Krishna. That is the bliss of life. Only one anxiety, how to protect Krishna. Enechi aushadhi maya nashi baralagi. How one can chant Hare Krishna very nicely. That is one anxiety in life. If you take that anxiety, all other anxieties go out. So this is Hari Nama Mahamantra. Lao tumi magi. He has brought, take it. Take the medicine. So they had only one anxiety. Krishna, protect Krishna. Hare, who is Krishna Baba? He is Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the platform of love. So as we discussed, coming on Janmashtami to temple is like wishing somebody birthday on social level, official level. Prem nahi hai. Official level pe kisi ko just you open the day and say birthday. But every day coming to Krishna, talking about Krishna is like love. When you love someone, birthday is one of the days. But every day is birthday. Isn't it? Every day you want to gift. Every day morning you think, okay, today I am going to meet my beloved. What birthday, what gift I will take? So somebody will ask, hey, today is not birthday. Why you want to take gift? Oh, I love. What can I do? I want to give. Isn't it? So every day mother is thinking, what lunch I will cook for my son. So every day she is thinking. The son is wondering, today is not a birthday. So what? My duty is to feed you. I remember my mother. Every 2 hours she would come. What should I cook for you? I said, I am living for eating or what? Every time eating, eating, eating. So mother is like that. She wants to feed, feed, feed. Morning, get up. Okay, what you will eat now? Then breakfast, what you will eat now? Then breakfast is like 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock. What you will eat now? Then lunch, what you will eat now? 5 o'clock, what you will eat now? 7 o'clock, what you will eat now? 9 o'clock, what you will eat now? So sometimes I would say, I'm not living here to eat. But love is like that. Take it, take it, take it. So if somebody loves Krishna, ananya chetaha satatam, yomam smarati nityashah, he always thinks of Krishna. Okay, what should I do for Krishna? How can I protect Krishna? How can I chant Krishna's name better? What can I do for the deity, for Krishna? Krishna's birthday is coming up now. But every day is birthday. That's why every day we have festival. People dance on birthdays. We dance every day. Morning you come, we just dance only. Evening you come, we dance. Whole day. Some devotees come. Every time they start chanting, every time. Night 2 o'clock you see them chanting. 3 o'clock you see them chanting. Afternoon 3 o'clock they are chanting. 4 o'clock they are chanting. So they are celebrating birthday every moment. Yomam smarati nityasha. Tasyaham sulabha partha. So such a person, sulabha, very quickly he achieves me. Nitya yuktasya yogina. So Krishna is very sweet friend. Now you may think, oh, I do not experience that sweetness. What sweetness Krishna has? I experience the sweet which you sell in the Madhuram counter, in the book, in the stall there. They sell sandesh, barfi, that is sweet. How Krishna is sweet? Krishna is very sweet. So they go to Vrindavan. Vrindavan, everybody is experiencing Krishna's sweetness. Everybody. Cowherd boys, gopas, gopis, everybody is looking at Krishna all the time and getting mesmerized, experiencing that sweetness. So why we are not experiencing that sweetness? One day all the gopas come to the Yamuna. They all come to Yamuna because Yamuna is a river village. They all go to the village. They are thirsty. They go to the village. Take bath. Sorry. The thirsty go to the river. Taking bath, go to the river. Anything, go to the river. Cows are thirsty, take to the river. Yamuna ji is there to give shelter. So they all go to Yamuna and they are all drinking water. And suddenly they turn their face and they see a big... What is baka? Baka is what? Duck. No. Crane, really. A big bagula. That's the right word. What do you say in English? So Bakasur, the big demon in the form of a bagula, right? Bagula? He's standing there in the corner. Big, huge. So they see once and neglect. Then they again see. Oh my God, that was not an ordinary sight. You know, sometimes you see something and you do not see. But then it was something special, you again see. What is that? So one friend sees. Then it was another friend. Hey, what is that? Hey, what is that? Hey, what is that? Hey, what is that? Gradually the whole group is watching. What is that? Who is that? Is it a demon or a natural animal or what is this? Huge beaks. Such huge beaks. Open, wide. He has come to swallow. Krishna, Bhagawan ko marane aaye hain. Is Putana's brother, right? Putana's brother. The another demon, she demon, killed by Krishna. So Baka has come now. So Baka is not interested in all these boys. He is searching for where is that charming boy Krishna who has given too much trouble to Kamsa. Let me find out that, who has killed my sister. So now Baka is there and he enters. Sorry, he swallows immediately, comes and swallows Krishna. Krishna enters the throat. And Krishna is there right in the throat of Bakasura, and Baka cannot keep Krishna there. Krishna, whom we are saying, oh, Krishna is so sweet. Madhuram madhurebhyopi, mangalebhyopi, mangalam, pavanebhyopi, pavanam. Itna bhajan gaate hain, so much sweetness is there in Krishna. Madhur se bhi madhur hain, he is... मंगल से भी मंगल है ऐसे कृष्ण जब बकासुर के थ्रोट में गए व्हाट हैपेंड टू दैट कृष्णा डिड बका सेड वाओ सो स्वीट कृष्णा कृष्णा इज सो स्वीट Not that sweetness. Krishna, who appears so sweet to his devotees, not that sweetness. When he entered the throat of Baka, he felt burning. Oh, Krishna is so burning. Krishna is so hot. It's so difficult to keep Krishna here. He immediately vomited out. He wanted to swallow Krishna and eat Krishna, thinking that everybody feels Krishna is sweet, but he didn't experience any sweetness. Krishna is so bitter. Somebody may come to Krishna, Krishna is sweet, and then experience, oh, it is so bitter. Immediately vomits out, isn't it? People come to Krishna consciousness. Oh, nice temple, very nice facilities, everything is nice. They come to temple. If somebody came to Balaram Jayanti, such a nice feast, nice sabji, samosas, pulav, rasgulla, basundi, this, that. Oh, your temple is so sweet. Then next time you come, okay, now you ate prasadam, now you take mala also, chant Hare Krishna. Oh, that is not sweet. Not only chant Hare Krishna, follow 4 regulative principles. No gambling, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat. That is not sweet. This is the only thing I don't like ISKCON. Too many rules. Don't do this, don't do that. Hare Krishna is so sweet. Eat rasgulla, basundi, this, that. So immediately when bitterness came in the process, throw it out. Chodo. Kaun jayega mandir? They are not so sweet. I thought it will be sweet. But only Balaram Jayanti Prasad was sweet. But every day Krishna was not so sweet. Too many rules they have. Wake up in the morning, 4 o'clock. First time I went to ISKCON program, they gave a big feast. But next day, I stayed in the temple in Juhu. And next day, they came with alarm. Wake up, it's 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock? It's midnight. Go to sleep. So then, first day I liked, second day I found it bitter. And third day, I ran away. Ran away from there. Then 1 year, I was not seen in ISKCON temple. It's too bitter. So Baka found Krishna too bitter. It's so difficult. Immediately vomited out. So Bhagavan bahar nikal gaya. So what is this? So Krishna later on, Baka could not swallow. But then he tried to fight. Then Krishna, to cut the long story short, he took the 2 beaks and bifurcated and killed Bakasura there. Krishna Bhagavan ki jai. So now Bakasura is killed. And same Krishna is so sweet to the boys, to the gopis, to Yashodamai, to Nanda Maharaj, to all the cowherd men, all the cowherd ladies. Everybody is talking about Krishna. Who is this Krishna? Even the cows, everybody is mesmerized. When Krishna plays his flute, everybody keeps coming, running. So Krishna is so sweet. Why? Why to Bakasura he was so burning, and why to all the devotees he is so sweet? So it says, so Krishna is very sweet to his devotees. Ye yatha mam prapadyante, tam stathaiva bhajameham. Krishna reciprocates according to the way you reciprocate. Right? So it says, ananya chetaha satatam yo mam smarati nityasha. Why Krishna is so bitter now? Why Krishna consciousness is bitter? Why somebody doesn't like the process fully? Because, just like here, Bakasura wanted to kill Krishna. One does not like Krishna when Krishna becomes an impediment to his desire to enjoy. When in bhakti, so many rules come, which are the obstacles to desires to enjoy, then Krishna consciousness becomes very bitter. It becomes very distasteful. One feels like giving it away, vomiting out, throwing it out, running away from Krishna. Because it appears that Krishna is coming as an obstacle to my enjoyment. But when one develops love for Krishna and develops love for Krishna's desires and embraces Krishna's desires, when you love someone, you just want to do whatever that person wants to do. So when somebody develops love for Krishna, he wants to do what Krishna wants to do, then the same Krishna becomes very pleasing. Very, very pleasing, because your desires become aligned with Krishna's desires. Right? So when it says, ananya chetaha satatam, undeviated mind, satatam constantly, yo mam smarati nityasha, prasyaham sulabha partha, I am very, very easy to obtain. Without deviation, one who thinks of Krishna's desires, who only thinks of how to fulfill Krishna's desires. His desires become one with Krishna's desires. Then Krishna consciousness becomes very pleasing. But as long as your desires are different from Krishna's desires, Krishna consciousness appears to be very bitter. But just like Vrajavasis, they were always in bliss thinking about Krishna. Similarly, when our desires become one with Krishna's desires, one experiences the supreme bliss. Just like a son's desire becomes one with the father's desire, father gives all the property to the son. If the father has two sons, one son is completely against, one son is with father. So father gives all the property to the favorable son. He will reject that disobedient son sometimes. Similarly, if somebody takes Krishna's desires as his own desires, what happens? All the opulence of Krishna comes along with that. All the transcendental bliss comes along with that. All the transcendental knowledge comes along with that. All the eternal existence comes along with that. Just making your desires one with Krishna's desires. So this is platform of love. Not wishing Krishna birthday on Janmashtami, that is official or a social relationship. But like Vrajavasis, always thinking of Krishna. Pure devotees, always thinking how to fulfill Krishna's desire. And what is Krishna's desire? How to bring each and every soul close to Krishna. Just like a father who has a good son and a bad son. So first desire is how to make this bad son also good son. That is first desire. Rest everything is secondary. Let us unite the family. When the family gets disintegrated, father's foremost desire is how to unite the family. Get the family together. Let's have the old days together when we were all living together. Similarly, when half the living entities reject God, so God is feeling bad. Why these living entities have rejected me? So the good sons, their duty is to tell the bad sons that come, let us have a reunion of the family. Let us reunite and enjoy the festival together. So that is the foremost desire of Krishna. So one who takes up this mission, Ananya Chetaha Satatam, without any deviation, his only goal is how to fulfill the desires of Krishna. Take to this chanting of Hare Krishna. Krishna has brought this aushadhi, medicine. You go to a doctor. What pleases the doctor? You take his medicine regularly. Follow his instructions. Do not eat this, eat this. Follow the diet. Doctor is very pleased. Then he tells you more and more secrets how to maintain good health. Right? But if the first step you do not follow properly, then he will never like to treat you. So if you want to please a doctor, you take his treatment. And if you feel benefited, tell others about the treatment. So therefore, that is the only business. Ananya Chetaha Satatam. So we sang this song. Enichi Aushadhi Maya Nashi Baro Lagi. Hari Nama Mahamantra Lau Tumi Magi. Enichi Aushadhi, Lord has brought this medicine, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, by which one can perfect his life. One can experience that transcendental bliss. Hare Krishna Mahamantra. At any time, at any place, and any circumstance, one should chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Any time, anywhere, any place. When somebody dies, they say Rama Naam Satya Hai. So death is such an inauspicious thing, you know. It's not a very auspicious thing. It's very ashubh, very amangal. We chant Ram's name. We want. Everything becomes auspicious when you chant Krishna's name. So anywhere, morning to evening, while taking bath, while traveling in train, while traveling in bus, while sitting in the office, while sitting anywhere, such a blissful process. No other yoga, no Hatha yoga, Ashtanga yoga, Gyan yoga, Karma yoga, because for that so much complication. Anywhere you can do. What is bhakti? Simple. Ananya Chetaha Satatam. Wherever you are, just chant this Mahamantra. And what happens? Sulabham Partha. The topmost destination of achieving Krishna becomes very, very easy. Sulabham. Just think of Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna and how to get other bad sons on the good path. How to get other diseased people to the doctor. These two things only. Chanting Hare Krishna Anytime, anywhere, keep chanting. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So take this mantra as a part of life. You want to sing? Sing Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So many tunes are there. Anytime, morning to evening, chant Hare Krishna. That's all. And then, anybody who doesn't know about Hare Krishna, tell them to come here and chant Hare Krishna. So that is what pleases a father. Turn all the bad sons into good sons. That's what pleases a doctor. Turn all the disease patients in, bring in them here, take the treatment. Doctor is very happy. My sale is increasing. So if you want to please God, Ananya Cheta, not one day Janmashmi, every day Janmashmi. Every day Krishna's birthday. Every day come with Krishna, dance with Krishna, eat with Krishna, chant Krishna's name. So Ananya Chetaha Satatam Yomam Smarati Nityasya Tasya Ham Sulabha Partha Nitya Yuktasya Yogina. That is the success of life. Jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any question? One question anybody has? Otherwise we stop. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.